Hey everyone, Shannon Morse here from ThreatWire, bringing you a security and privacy story straight from our Hack 5 headquarters. WPA3, which is the newest generation of Wi-Fi protected access protocol, was released about 15 months ago, and at the time it was revered as being very secure against password-based attacks. On Wednesday, two security researchers named Matthew Van Hulf and A.O. Ronan released a research paper detailing several attacks against WPA3 titled Dragon Blood, a security analysis of WPA3's SAE handshake. WPA3 does have advantages over WPA2. It is more protected against offline dictionary attacks and enhanced forward secrecy, but it does come with many flaws as well. The research shows that the WPA3 simultaneous authentication of equals handshake, which is SAE for short, and also known as Dragonfly, is affected by password partitioning attacks. These are very similar to dictionary attacks, and then an attacker could recover a password by abusing timing or cache-based side channel leaks. The researchers detail each of these attacks they were able to test, as well as mitigation techniques and minor changes that can prevent most attacks in the future. This SAE handshake is an upgrade from the current WPA2 four-way handshake, which contains a hash of the network password and allows for in-range attacks. Dragon Blood shows that many of the attacks that were used against WPA2 networks could similarly be used on WPA3. The researchers state in their paper that they had the Wi-Fi Alliance heeded advice early on about the password encoding for WPA3, then this would not have been an issue like it is now. But since the new protocol has also been put into effect and many vendors are already implementing it, now the best option is to mitigate the problem with patches. Extensible authentication protocol networks, which are also called EAP-PWD enabled networks, are also vulnerable to Dragon Blood attacks. However, enterprise networks that don't use EAP-PWD as an option are not vulnerable to any Dragon Blood attacks. Now, the first attack takes advantage of the backwards compatibility of WPA3 when devices don't support the new protocol. The attacker could use a man-in-the-middle attack against the network router when it's sending out wireless beacons so that it looks like it is only a WPA2 router. A four-way handshake is initiated and captured. Now, if the attacker already knows the SSID of the network, which by all means is very easy to get just by sniffing 2.4 gigahertz with ready-made pen testing tools, ask me how I know, they could also create a spoof network of the same name, at which time clients could connect to their WPA2 network instead of the ready-made and real WPA3 one. The downgrade attacks do not even stop there. The researchers were also able to jam and forge the Dragonfly handshake so that its encryption algorithm is forced to use a weaker option. These downgrade attacks work on many devices from many different manufacturers too. Side channel leaks were also possible, and these attacks use malicious applications or scripts to steal information about the network password during handshakes. Another similar attack steals timing-based information from the handshake to track the password encoding iterations. Now, both of these could help an attacker brute force the password with very little time needed. And lastly, the researchers could also run a denial of service attack against the WPA3 network, which would keep devices from connecting to them at all. Each of these attacks were responsibly disclosed to providers, and they all have CVEs on file. The Wi-Fi Alliance has also posted a security bulletin detailing the issues and their identifiers and recommends updating devices. So to fix these problems, manufacturers will need to implement patches and software updates for their devices. Users should update their firmware ASAP and ensure that they are using strong passwords. If you enjoyed this super geeky security content, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/HAK5. And we're also on Patreon, just like Daily Tech News Show is, patreon.com/ThreatWire, where you can get access to all sorts of exclusives, including my Discord server. Thank you so much to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on the security and privacy news every single week. I will see you next time.